It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In a new report released last week, Wisconsin ranked 15th in the nation for the health of women and children. The America's Health Ranking Health of Women and Children report looked at several key measures to determine the health of Wisconsin's women and children and some of the challenges that the state faces.
Dr. Anna Fuentevilla joins us now. She's the chief medical officer of United Healthcare Community and State, where she oversees the clinical functions of the organization. Dr. Fuentevilla, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So in broad strokes, how healthy are women and children in Wisconsin, according to this report?
Well, you know, if you look at women and children together, Wisconsin ranked 15 for all of our states, so kind of middle of the road. But the interesting thing about the America's Health Rankings report on the health of women and children is it looks at the population separately, and I think that's what's very informative for the state of Wisconsin, is that the three, when we look at the health of women, Wisconsin fared very well in the top 10 as number 9. But there's definitely variation within the state amongst the population. So if you look at the health of infants, Wisconsin didn't do that well, ranking 21st, or didn't do as well as the health of women. So there is variation within the state, which gives you a view of opportunities on where Wisconsin and communities within Wisconsin can focus more on the health of infants.
Let's focus in first on women and the positive aspects. You said there was reason to be happy about some of the health findings. What were some of those things you were looking at?
Well, I think overall it's very positive. I think one of the major strengths that the study pointed out was a very low prevalence for diabetes in women in Wisconsin. So that's very, very good. I'd say that's a major finding and I think a very positive outcome.
And what else?
I would say another positive is low maternal mortality for women in Wisconsin. That's another finding in the study, which I think is really good. And I would say another important health outcome was that the women in Wisconsin seem to be getting their important preventative care. So if you look at, you know, screening for cancer and dental health visits and getting their flu vaccine, overall, it appears that the women in Wisconsin are really taking care of themselves, going to their health care providers, and getting their prevention care done, which is really important to overall health.
Right, and it looked like cervical cancer screenings was one area that these Wisconsin women were doing pretty well at.
Yep, in the top 7 across the country. So really, it looks like cancer prevention, especially as we measure it for cervical cancer, which is a very tough cancer to diagnose. So cervical cancer screening is very important. So that's good. So those are all positive things about the health of women for Wisconsin.
And what behaviors are maybe more worrying for people in the health field when they look at Wisconsin?
Well, I would say if we keep focusing on the health of women, one of the key findings that the study showed us was a high prevalence of excessive drinking for women. And worse yet is a high prevalence of alcohol during pregnancy. So, you know, that's concerning. Even though the overall health of women is really good, this is an area of opportunity for education, for community focus around really focusing on decreasing unhealthy behaviors in women to continue to promote good health.
I don't know if you have the numbers at your fingertips, but I'd be curious to know exactly where Wisconsin fell on, you know, some of those measures like drinking and the other you mentioned there.
When you look at excessive drinking, Wisconsin was at the bottom of our 50 states at 48th, ranking 48th. That's not good. Another one is smoking, ranking 25th. I guess it's a kind of middle of the road, but still an opportunity. And one of the things I didn't comment earlier when we were talking about overall health, obesity still is a problem for women in Wisconsin, so that's a good area to focus on. But definitely when you look at behaviors that are, self-controlled, that where women can make a change, especially given education and support would be around cessation of smoking and, very importantly, maybe looking at reducing the amount of alcohol intake in Wisconsin.
We're talking right now with Dr. Ana Fuentevilla. She's the Chief Medical Officer of United Healthcare Community and State. And she's talking about the America's Health Rankings Report, The Health of Women and Children. We're taking an in-depth look at the health of women and children in Wisconsin. And I want to switch over and start talking about children right now. Taken as a whole, what did your report find about how healthy Wisconsin's children are?
Yeah, so if we look at the, I'm going to separate children from young children, children from infants, and I'll say that overall, the health of children, Wisconsin ranked number 15. But if you look at the health of infants, Wisconsin ranked 21. So definitely an opportunity for both of those populations. And I'm going to focus on, you know, an area of opportunity because I know we're short on time. But one area I think that's really important is a finding in the report was the high prevalence of drug or alcohol dependence or abuse in children. So, again, it's one of those unhealthy behaviors that can really, if we can address it comprehensively within the community, and really offer solutions for children around drug and alcohol use and abuse or dependence, we could really impact the health of children across Wisconsin. So that's an area of opportunity.
So when you talk about children and drug use and dependence, are you talking up to age 18?
Up to age 17 in the study.
So that's an area that bears looking at. And I know that sometimes we hear about infants being born with drug and alcohol dependence because of parents' use. Is that something that your report takes a look at?
It doesn't look at that specifically, but I think we definitely worry about that as we look at alcohol and drug use in a pregnant woman. So definitely a concern. Another area that I would stress that the study highlighted as an outcome that was adverse is the amount of teen suicide across the state of Wisconsin. Again, in that particular measure, Wisconsin ranked 32nd. So an area of concern, an area for focus. And I think when I think about these behavioral issues and outcomes related to that, poor outcomes related to that amongst kids, I think one of the important findings in the study that we should really highlight is the what the study showed, which is it's more than in order to ensure health for children across America and across Wisconsin, we're finding that children are really getting their preventative care, they're getting their immunizations, and so we have to address, well, what are the other factors that impact the health of children? And that's one of the areas that the study did focus on, that there is a very important element related to a healthy home environment and supportive communities, and without those two, the health of children can't be secured for the future, right? So it's more than just health care. It's really about looking at the health of children more comprehensively and the important impact that adverse childhood events or experiences have on children, that the earlier we focus on, you know, a healthy home environment and community support for children, the better the chances that they won't engage in unhealthy behaviors and that they'll have less chance of developing chronic conditions and that they'll have a healthier life. And so I think the study really highlights that. And some of these outcomes for Wisconsin, it's important to make sure that we direct those stakeholders that are really able to look at the, this more comprehensively for children across Wisconsin. So public health officials, community leaders, healthcare leaders coming together to solve for some of the social determinants that really impact the health of kids.
And just briefly, I wonder if we could touch on what's going on with infants, because you mentioned the infant health had a lower ranking than children. What's going on there?
Yeah, so if we look at kids, one of the areas of concern for Wisconsin, I'm sorry, infants, is neonatal mortality or infant mortality, where Wisconsin's ranking 32nd compared to the other states. So a concern there. That was neonatal mortality, and then we also measured infant mortality within the first year at 23rd in terms of the ranking. So, you know, death of an infant within the first 30 days and then death of an infant within the first year, both areas of concern for Wisconsin. So that's not good. and then also ranking 20th with births before the baby, the baby's term date, right? So clearly there's an area of opportunity here. There's lots of things that will impact that is related to the health of their mom during pregnancy. So I think the study does highlight there that infant health is an area of focus.
Dr. Fuentevilla, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you this afternoon.
That was Dr. Ana Fuentevilla. She's the Chief Medical Officer of United Healthcare Community and State, and she joined us to talk about a new report looking at the health of Wisconsin's women and children.